Oh, I'm gonna wish you luck.
I'm
And
recording, so.
are you ready?
We are ready.
Well, now I'm ready.
Okay. We hadn't even
So,
started.
I've started, and you get to catch up, but not too much, because we're gonna finish these questions, sir.
And then we'll finish
And
together.
oh, this is gonna be hard. On your erotic scale, where does erotic audio rank when compared to other forms of adult entertainment, and why?
Until recently, it was non-existent.
I
But recently,
am a bad influence, then,
you are a
is
bad
what you're saying.
influence, and it has become my number one. And why? Because it's an experience that I get to share with you.
The end.
The end.
Two. How long did you lurk on GWA before you posted an audio file? And were you coaxed into posting your voice?
A week, and yes.
You're blaming me? I'm pretty sure you suggested the idea before I did. Didn't you?
Quite
I'm like,
possibly.
yeah, no, this exists. And you're like, oh, well then, maybe we should.
Yes, and we are. Next question.
Have you voiced about your deepest, darkest secret desires on GWA? Will you?
I haven't, and I may do. Would you like to
What?
know?
All your deepest, darkest desires? Give me one.
I've got a deep, dark desire to get on a plane and head to Canada to meet this fantastic girl.
Who may or may not be showing you her tits right now?
Who may or may not be showing me her tits right now. I thought she was fantastic before then anyway, so
Oh, wow.
she's not bribing me. But I think in a really public place,
Oh.
yeah, would be a good way to start off.
You kinky bastard.
Well, I got
Right in the middle of the airport, are you? Honestly, I'm just gonna meet you and be like, so, why are you wearing pants?
If that's the way you want it, baby. I'll make sure when I get off, I won't be wearing any.
Oh my. Yeah, they'll like you in Canada then.
Along as you do. Next question.
What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? For example, a man in a suit, a woman in a suit, a woman in a summer dress, a man in uniform, a woman in cutoffs, etc.
Well, a man in a suit does not do anything for me, so. A woman in a suit that is form-fitting on the top and on the ass, but leaves room for exploration is quite nice.
How can it be form-fitting and leaves room? You're just gonna rip my blouse open.
Yes, pretty much.
You sneaky.
And then a summer dress, where the wind will blow and it will fit your form is one, definitely. Next.
What do you wear to bed?
I think you can answer that one.
What do you wear to bed lately?
Lately, not much, but usually some nice Nice pajama bottoms and no top.
And now it's backwards.
Yeah, at this moment in time, yeah. It's a top and no trousers.
See, I am a bad influence on you.
Yes, you are.
Other than in bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex?
On the stairs.
Really?
Yeah. You can
How?
achieve how?
Well, I know how. How do you like it?
Starting at the bottom
Huh?
and every couple of steps doing something new and different. So, could start with doggy. And then turn into oral. And then could turn into you laying on the semi-landing in between the stairs.
Oh, you have one of those. Mine is
Yeah.
like a spiral. Well, n not quite, but it is now.
And I could pretend to trip and fall on you. And then we could work up the stairs backwards with you on my lap and me lifting and dropping. Lifting and dropping until we get to the top step, so then you can hold on to the banners and put your feet on solid on the floor and grind. I think that'd be a good start.
I'm convinced.
Next.
I have lots of questions. Okay. Has food such as whipped cream or chocolate, for example, come into play during sex? If yes, do tell.
Chocolate, yes, quite often. Well, just, got a Malteser, see a nipple, rub the Malteser against the nipple.
Does it actually? But it doesn't melt.
It
Does it?
will do if I've licked it beforehand.
Oh, fair enough. I was gonna say, they start out pretty hard. You're also one of the few people I know who actually like them too. This is epic.
Teasers.
People don't seem to like them here. I don't know why.
More for me. Well, I knew. And then how about a Cadbury's Fleek?
A what?
A Cadbury's Fleek.
I have no idea.
Google it if you don't know what it is. You know what
I
you
have
put
no idea. I
what you
don't even know what you just said. That was gibberish British.
Cadbury's Flake.
Oh, Cadbury?
Flake, yeah.
Okay.
You know what you put in an
Okay.
ice cream? The flake that comes out of an ice cream?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Once I've put it in between some moist lips and start to let it rub off and then lick it, that was an interesting sensation. That's good. Next.
Don't do this to me. I've lost my place. After a night out, have you ever woken up in the morning next to someone you really didn't know? Do tell.
No, I haven't.
Really? All
Really.
your special encounters, not one?
But I knew them. I wouldn't have met them if I didn't know their name and stuff, so.
Is that
Yeah.
it? Ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome, and if not, Is it something you would ever do?
No, I haven't. And yes, it's something that I would like to tick off of my bucket list one day. And until recently, it was only two women that I was interested in. But since meeting somebody that's refreshing and liberating, she would like two guys. I'd be up for that. So, if it pleases her, it would please me.
I like you when you're open-minded. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots?
Oh, if I'm brutally honest, I'd love to be tied up. Fully, though, don't leave any of me free, because if you do, you're gonna regret it.
You are a sneaky bastard.
Yes, I am. You know
You
this.
are a sneaky bastard. When you are nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come?
My name. Would you like to give them an example?
Right now,
Yeah.
do I have to make up a name for you on the spot?
Anything you feel comfortable with.
Oh, cock boy 367, take me harder. Yes,
And then, just there, that's the spot. Don't stop. That's one that I've grown to like.
you are not allowed to use inside. Does that even count as a joke at this point?
It's not a joke, it's something that is a truth to answer to that question.
Do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your record number of orgasms in one day?
I've achieved multiple orgasms less than a handful of times, and one of them was recently again. Think it was
When?
our first night together.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Though it was like water the second time. I had not a chance to regenerate. You're the one that keeps saying the first night was magical.
It was.
Just thinking about it. And then it maximum in a day. I don't know. I don't know.
Have you ever counted?
No. I know how many recently. It was four in a day, but I haven't counted, like, generally, so.
Which fantasy do you wish could come true?
Which fantasy? That I would be coming in from the store and you would be there on my stairs.
Am I wearing anything?
Yeah,
Please tell me something cute.
it's what you're wearing right now.
Oh. Oh, you like that, don't
With your dinosaur panties.
I don't have dinosaur
Or your
panties. Those were
shorts.
shorts.
Yeah,
Those were
whatever.
shorts. You just have a fetish for things that are cut that way. But then you can't see my ass.
No, but I know what it looks like, and it gives me reason to remove them. Next question.
Have you and a lover made sex videos, and have you shared them with anyone else?
Yes and no.
Oh.
Yes, I made one once. And no, it wasn't shared.
Do you still have it?
I do not know. It was on tape. That's not on DVD or on my phone. It was on tape. VHS.
I think you're dating. like yourself right now. Next, you're gonna say, "What's a Betamax
I know what
or
Betamax is.
Betamax or whatever?"
Betamax.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And do you know the reason why VHS won over Betamax?
It was expensive.
Well, it's the porn industry. It was cheaper to produce porn films on VHS than it was Betamax. That's why it won.
The things you learn in the middle of the most random things.
Sorry. Next question.
Oh, you're gonna have to wait for this one. Okay. Have you ever gotten so wet or so erect in public that you have to go find a private
Yes.
place? I hope there's a story involved, because it does say do tell.
I can tell you the first time I remember doing it. I would have been about,
Was in public?
yeah. Well,
Wow.
not public, but I was in the Army Cadets. And we came back off camp. And I was absolutely dying for one. So I went into the toilets and I forgot to bolt the door. So I'm there, giving myself one. And a female cadet walked in, and I just went everywhere. She did that way to look. That was interesting. So that's the first time I remember doing it. Are you having fun with that?
Am having a ball. I have a job here that what part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? Describe it.
My thighs and my neck, and the little crease in between my arm, opposite your elbow. That there, that gets me straight away. That's a seat. That's one that you can get in public quite easily.
How about behind your knees? Is that a thing?
I don't know. You'll have to try.
All right. How much does the size of his cock, her tits, or her pussy matter to you? Why?
I don't know. Pussy is more, it's less important because I can still dine on it, however big it is. Breasts, it's in proportion, definitely. I'm not like, I don't want a small girl with, 40 G's, because that's just insane.
I'm pretty short.
Yeah, but
How fortunate am I?
you're very in proportion.
That
Very, very in proportion.
wasn't fishing for
No, but
compliments.
you are very in proportion. I just need to see more of you in total, but that's for a conversation outside of this. Go on. Go on.
What is your idea of good foreplay?
This. So talking and enjoying each other.
I've lost my vibrator. No, I'm good. I'm good. Keep going. Keep going.
So talk, the talking and enjoying each other to the point it drives you crazy, and you ache to make contact with each other. That's very good foreplay. Very good. I've got a feeling you're gonna steal the show with this.
Life, there's one more question left.
Let's make it a good one then, Hunter.
Have you role played, and what is your favorite role play?
I have not, but I would like to very soon.
Just asking to see the maid outfit, aren't you?
Yes. Want to finish together?
No.
Or should we move on to do the 10 questions?
Oh, you are ambitious. I didn't even have to find the link, and my hands were shaking. Oh, you are not good to me.
I will. I could count for you while you wait. Would you like me to
Hold on.
count to you?
No, I've got it.
Would you like me to recite the alphabet?
Okay, some Gunwald Audio members listen to audio posts while at work. Have you ever listened while driving? Where else do you listen?
I've listened. I've listened while I've walked to the store on my phone. And that's pretty much it. So. I've listened to you. And then I listened to Miss, I think it was. She was really nice. I didn't. No offense to her. I wasn't compelled to act, but she sounds really, really nice. Whereas you, however, had to fight. You remember the day when I was telling you that I'd not. I kept just relieving myself to the point and then leaving myself alone. Yeah. That
Was
day.
that me?
Yeah. And then you came home, sat down on the bed, and we spoke. And I know you made a right mess of myself.
Have you ever ended sex because it was so bad? Tell us about your sex partner, why it was so bad, and what you did about it.
I think I've mentioned it before, but I was with this girl. You know who I'm gonna say, don't you?
Go.
The one, she sounded like a dying giraffe when she orgasmed. So, after a few times together, I'd just get her to finish, and then I'd stop, and I'd get her to finish, like, wank me off or something, because I couldn't concentrate. It was definitely not the effect that you have. So, your moans and groans, and your facial expressions, and the way that your breasts grow bigger and smaller with each breath.
That's just because I'm falling out of my dress.
No, that's in general. So. Next question, baby.
If you accidentally find a very attractive person masturbating, or two very attractive people having sex, and there's no chance of you being seen, would you masturbate while you watch them? How long would you watch?
Yes. And till I got caught, or until they finished. Pretty much like I'm doing now. Scream, scream for me.
No,
Scream for me. One, two, three, four,
No.
five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13,
I'm good.
14.
Have you ever had a kissing cousin? If not, do you have relationships that you would, relatives that you would fuck if they were not related?
I was in foster care a lot of my life, and there was an older foster sister that we would expose ourselves to each other to see what we look like.
Does it count?
I guess it does.
Maybe.
It was an interesting experience. 15, 16, 17,
Have you ever
18.
talked to a GWA recording? For example, when Dirty Girl Secret or Bond Girl Audio GW asks if they may suck your cock, or Llewellyn asks if you need extra tutoring, do you nod your head or otherwise answer them while you are touching yourself?
With yours, I did.
How?
I'd.
I was answering my own questions.
Yes, but when you would say things, I would hope that they were me that you were referring to, some of them. So I'd moan and groan at you. And I'd say things to you. Just before you started to orgasm.
When you are checking out someone, where do your eyes go first, second, and third?
Are you walking towards me or am I behind you?
I
Because if it's behind his thighs, and then the curve of your back, and if it's the front, his thighs, and then the curve of your hips. You know how much I like your curves. 17, 18,
There's the
19.
this is a three-part question about age and sex. A, how many years older than you is too old to have sex with? You can answer that first.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't put it. I don't know. I can't answer that one. Guess it depends on the connection as well and stuff, so. Next.
How many years younger is too young? Am I too young?
No, not at all. Six years, something like that.
Specifically?
Yeah, 23, 24, something like that. And but again, it's about a connection and what that person's like. They are some fantastic nipples.
In the United States, the age of consent is generally 18, but in many countries, the age of consent is 16. Do you feel that you had the maturity at 16 to make good decisions about sex, especially sex with someone 21 or older? Why or why not? I think that's changed since I last saw it. You have so much creaking in your back.
Yeah, it'll go away.
Okay.
I have the maturity to be with people my age. Because we were all as inexperienced as each other. And we all grew in experience together. That's a kick-ass bra.
It is coming off right now. Oh my God. Huh. If I can even get it off, this dress is tight.
I know it is.
But that's better anyway. 9. Is there a sex position or a kind of sex, for example, anal, that you told yourself you would never do or enjoy, but ended up doing anyway? What was it, and did you enjoy
Having myself penetrated was something I didn't think I'd ever do. And I've had it once or twice, and it was interesting. I don't think the results were ever achieved, but it was good. Don't know
Last
if.
one.
Okay.
Last one. Have you ever stolen a boyfriend or girlfriend from someone or found yourself inappropriately attracted and flirting with a significant other of a close friend?
The second one, yeah.
You're gonna have to tell me more than that.
A very good friend, he and his girlfriend were going through a rough spot, and I was just being a good friend, you know.
Oh, is that what you call
Yeah, I'd
it?
go and, you know, I'd walk her home from town and we'd watch Stargate and stuff together. And it developed slightly into a little bit more than that, only briefly. And then, you know, it never got fully physical. Which I'm glad, because they repaired it and got, and they're still together now after like 12 years. So.
You are enjoying this.
You are as well.
I've already enjoyed myself, as you might have noticed.
Not really. I've not been paying attention.
Would you like me on top right now?
I think that's us done. We're gonna continue off recording. Goodbye. Say goodbye. Say goodbye, baby. break my ears.
Well,
So releasing. You don't have to be sorry. You could put that one to good use. Sweetie. No. No. More. More. Yes. Yes. Grab your breasts. Grab them. Yes. Roll your nipples like you normally do.
No.
Yes. Imagine I've laid next year and I'm spent. What would you do?
You mean when I'm not spent?
Yeah.
That not happening right now.
Do you want me to stop recording? Or are we giving them a bonus?
Don't know.
Say goodbye then.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.